theenglishshow.com. Matt, you've got a guest. All over to you.
Yes, Sujiwa Fernando is my guest, and she's from Tsunami Hand Aid, which is a locally based organization with an international reach. Sujiwa, welcome to the show.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me today.
It's good to have you here. Now, in the December 2004 tsunami was in the news, and you know, you couldn't have missed it if you were, you know, weren't living under a rock. But we don't hear much about it anymore. But what I've learned from you is there are still people living in refugee camps from that.
Many of them, thousands of them.
And you're doing work to help them, aren't you?
Yes. In 2004 December, I was in Sri Lanka when tsunami hit our shores. And I straight away went to help in relief centers in distributing relief goods to refugees.
So you were just there on vacation?
Yes, visiting family too. And until I came to Switzerland, I was working day and night in refugee camps. And on my arrival, my friends and my partner Didier, they were very worried about me and my people, and they really motivated me and inspired me to continue with my relief work.
So you've done quite a bit with that inspiration. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yes. In March 2005, I took 10 of volunteers from Basel to build 3 houses in Trincomalee in the east coast of Sri Lanka. While I was there, I was meeting with some NGOs and local government bodies, and they heard about us, this small group of volunteers coming and building, and they were impressed by our work. And next thing we knew was we were given a land to build houses.
So 10 people from Basel went with you to Sri Lanka.
Yes.
To build houses with their hands.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you were given land and you continued this project,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes. So on our arrival in April 2005, we formed an association called Tsunami Hand Aid. And we started doing fundraisers. And 2005, July, I took another 5 volunteers, and we built 3 houses. It was a challenging job, and there were many obstacles.
So what are some of the challenges there?
Buying things, buying materials, bargaining, and being a woman and a leader. The mentality is different, so I had many battles.
So you managed to pull that off in Sri Lanka. That should make it easy for you here in Switzerland.
Yes, I guess so.
So what's the future of Tsunami Hand Aid?
Yeah, so we had an interview with Basel Zeitung, and there was an article in the papers. When we came back in August 2005, we received a generous amount of money from Lonza Company. I'd like to thank the CEO, Stefan Burgers, and Margot Corner of Lonza for helping us, and Mr. Willy Schneider of MBA Foundation in Liechtenstein for helping us.
So their financial support made this possible, didn't it?
Yes, and it enabled us to go in April 2006 to build 5 more houses in the south coast of Sri Lanka.
We've had some wonderful success.
Yes, we did.
So how many people have you been able to house now?
We have given 11 houses to 11 families within a year.
Wow.
From 2005 March until 2006 April.
I was in Sri Lanka last year, and I visited 2 of the camps there.
Yeah.
And the people, you know, it's surprising that the people are in pretty good spirits considering their conditions. You know, some of them actually go to work from the camps and back home again.
Yeah.
And some of them, the families are living there, but it's still, they don't have a way out, but you're giving them a way out.
Yeah. So our next project is going to be in Moratuwa, southwest coast of Sri Lanka. And there are many thousands and thousands of refugees still in camps in appalling conditions. And we will be building 8 apartments to house 8 families there.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's inspirational what you're doing. You just took it upon yourself, and you're making it happen. The support from local companies and individuals is what's made it work, but you can use more support, can't you?
Yes, we can. And I'd like to thank the volunteers who came with us to build houses and volunteers who helped us with fundraisers and the committee behind us. And there's a special person behind everything, Pascal Brenner. I'd like to thank him too. And all the people who donated.
Well, if there are others who would like to donate or volunteer for your organization, how would they do so?
And our website is www.tsunami-handed.ch.
Okay.
And you can see a new concept. It's for especially for companies. We will offer work holidays and team building workshops. so that they we give something back to the companies as well.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
It's on our website.
Great. And the English Show will also have that link on their website. That's theenglishshow.com. If you don't remember the other link, go there and click on tsunamihandaid.ch. Thanks a lot, Tsuji. We appreciate you coming on The English Show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks a lot for joining us, because just because it's gone out of the news, it doesn't mean all the problems have just disappeared off the face of the earth with it, you know?
I bet you are.
So and maybe there's young people out there, or maybe older people who've got time in their hands would like to contribute a bit to humanity. You can get that link.
It's a wonderful place to travel to, I can tell you that too, even if you just want a break from work and you want to do something different.
And see real spirit and real endeavor in action.
That's
okay,
right.
Thank you very much for joining us, and best of luck with that. Keep it going. Keep up the good work. Never stop.
Thank you for having me.